To get to your question about the Masterpiece cake shop case, you may recall from reading about it in the news, it involved a Christian baker and a gay couple that wanted the Christian baker to make a custom wedding cake for their wedding celebration. And the Christian baker said, I can bake you a lot of different things, but I can't bake you a custom wedding cake because it conflicts with my religious beliefs. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court to address, one, whether it violated his free speech rights to force him to make that cake, and secondly, whether it violated his right to freedom of religion to force him to make that cake. I actually think that this line of cases is one of the more important ones that we're going to see the federal courts confront in the years to come. Back when I started as a law clerk right after law school, Justice Scalia issued a dissenting opinion in a case called involving the Virginia Military Institute, whether the Constitution prohibited a single-sex military academy run by the state. The case is not particularly relevant to this, but what Justice Scalia said in his dissent was relevant. What he made clear was that the Constitution gives government, and particularly state governments, quite a lot of power. But the genius of the Constitution is that it creates a First Amendment that allows people to say and not say what they want to say and what they don't want to say in an effort to convince others that their position is right, other positions are wrong, and to convince others that the government ought to change its position. And the insight is that just because a particular view is the dominant view today doesn't necessarily make it the right view. And in a democratic society, we should have the ability to debate with one another over what the right answer is and try to convince our fellow citizens that we're right and they're wrong. Maybe we'll succeed, maybe we won't. The reason why I think cases like Masterpiece Cake Shop are so important is because it really is using the First Amendment to defend the right of dissent. The dominant view in our culture is very different than it was 15 years ago. But the Christian baker in Colorado, in my judgment, had a constitutional right not to accept that dominant view. And I think it offended First Amendment principles to essentially force him to accept that dominant view by participating in a religious ceremony that was deeply contrary to his religious beliefs.